Hi, I am Cadaveria from Cadaveria Band, and we are listening to Metal Bloodshed with DJ Vampire on Metal Messiah Radio.
Hi Dark Queen Cadaveria and welcome to Metal Messiah Radio with DJ Vampire.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I want to thank you very much for accepting this interview. I know you have a very tight agenda with the releasing of your new album. How are things going?
I'm super fine, thanks. And it's a pleasure for me to be on air on Metal Messiah Radio.
The band Cadaveria was formed in 2001. After Cadaveria vocals and Marcelo Santos drum left Opera 9 after a certain disagreement among the band members. What went wrong that made you depart the band Opera 9?
Okay, well, I spent 10 years with Opera 9. I was a little girl when I joined the band in 1991. And basically, I grew up with them along these 10 years. But in such a long period, you know, things can change. I started adding new interests besides paganism. I opened my horizons. I became interested in other branches of metal, different from black metal and pagan metal, you know. Mm-hmm. And at a certain moment, I felt the need of more artistic freedom. I needed to explore a new music dimension, you know, and I needed to start expressing myself. Telling it was changed. And on the contrary, the band was static on its own path and a bit less open-minded and a bit dictatorial in taking decision. And the Fledgers had the same feeling of me, so finally we decided to part way. But we still had a lot to tell with music, so we immediately started the new band. Basically, we did it for us, creating such a something like a virtual space where to freely express ourselves as a person and artist. And but soon we realized that we were gaining consents, and now many Opera 9 fans are now Cadaveria fans.
Do you have any special memories related to the band Opera 9?
Well, my memories about the period are many. First of all, the scene was completely different. Few bands, few female fronted metal bands, no internet to use for promotion. All correspondence was with fans and magazines was done by ordinary mail. And so my image was not so popular. And I can remember people cannot believe there was a girl at Voice. Mm-hmm. I can say it was something like a rare phenomenon.
Could you please introduce us to Cadaveria band members and tell us how you all met and formed the band?
Well, I'm Cadaveria the singer, and I met myself somewhere. Yeah, I was born in Italy, of course. Yeah, we're all Italian. And Fledgers changed his name in Marcelo Santos when we created Cadaveria Band, that plays drums. Then there is Frank Booth, that plays guitars, and the same as Loren. And Killer Bob is the bass player. I knew Marcelo when I was very young. We became friends, and then Well, it's a long story, but after more than 20 years, we are still here to make music together, and there is a very strong relationship between us.
As long that you're having fun is great, huh?
Yeah, I met Frank, the guitar player, when I was recording an album with Opera 9, because he owns a recording studio. Okay. And it's okay. A musician. While I met Killer Bob, as he was the bass player of thrash metal band from Italy, Necrodeath. And Flejas, besides being a Cadaveria drummer, is also the singer of Necrodeath. And the Killer Bob introduced me to Baron Harkonnen, who played keyboards in our debut album entitled The Shadows Matter. And the last one who entered the band is Dick Loren. It is also a sound engineer. I met him because it happened that in 2009, we had to play a concert in Europe, in Bucharest, Romania, and Frank Butha was not available. So we asked Loren to join us and play guitars in the show. I remember that he learned all songs in a few days. And after this, we made some rehearsals with two guitars. And finally, he entered Cadaveria as a second guitarist and immediately started creating new riffs for the fourth album, and that's all.
Beginning, Cadaveria recruited guitarist Killer Bob and keyboardist Baron Harkonnen and started work on the first album, The Shadows Madame. The band members' name were Gaiotti as drummer, took the name Marcelo Santos from Wild at Heart. The others were Killer Bob from Twin Peaks, Bob Harkonnen from Dune, and Frank Wood from Blue Velvet. On guitar, each being a villain from a David Lynch production. Tell us more who and why they came up with these names.
Okay, well, because I am completely in love with David Lynch filmography. I admire his way to direct and make movies, and the fact he always deals with parallel dimension. And I'm a great fan of Twin Peaks too. And so when guys entered the band, I suggested them to use those nicknames, and they accepted enthusiastically. But this clear reference to cinema in Cadaveria Dimension, want to underline that cinema is very important for us, especially for me being a video maker besides a musician, and the same does Marcelo Santos, who makes a video too. And we take inspiration from cinema as well as from literature, theater, and contemporary art as well. And of course, from reality. Because the visual concept is, however, very important, especially when we make music videos, because being video maker for us is quite natural to see a song in terms of scenes and shoots, you know.
Hello to all Metal Messiah radio listeners, this is Cadaveria from Cadaveria Band. I hope you are enjoying the show tonight. Please don't forget to check out our new album Silence, releasing this month on Scarlet Records.
The band quickly signed by Italian record label Scarlet Records, released its debut album entitled The Shadows Madame in 2002. Received very positive feedback worldwide. Cadaveria's second album, Far Away from Conformity, your second effort with Scarlet Record, was released in 2004. And the third in your blood, your debut with French Seasons of Mist in 2007. Why did you leave Scarlet Record for Seasons of Mist?
Well, because there was a moment in my career, that moment, that I thought that to sign for a foreign bigger label could bring more international promotion to the band and could make the band grow. That's why I signed for French label Season of Mist. Things went fine, but finally the goals we reached with the In Your Blood album were quite similar to the previous ones. And so I realized that in many cases the difference is done by the band and not by the label. And that sometimes it's better to sign for a smaller label in order to be more considerate in the roster, you know. However, I'm happy of the work Season of Mist did with us, and I'm still in good relationship with the guys from the label.
Are you happy?
The label you're working with now?
Yes, absolutely. With the Horror Metal, our fourth album, we came back to Italy and we signed a deal with Becker Team Records, that is basically a division of Scarlet Records, so actors are basically the same. And then we released our first retrospective DVD in 2013 for Scarlet Records, and The Silence, that is going to be released on November 18, is for Scarlet Records too. So I can say we are working very tight, and we work very well together.
What is going on with your side project, Dynabite, together with Cadaveria bassist John Killer Bob and ex-Cadaveria keyboardist Baron Harkonnen, after the band released two albums, Extreme Piercing in 2004 and 2KX in 2010? When will their new album be released?
I'm particularly proud of the album entitled 2KX by Dynabite. It was released in 2010. That was the first time I cared about the whole production of the record in terms of recording, mixing and mastering with the rest of the band too. And I think it's a killer album. I dedicated a lot of energies to Dynabite in 2010. And I personally realized the video animations that are on the release on the USB key, as the album came out in two different formats, USB support and CD. But after its release, I focused myself on a Horror Metal album. And since 2011, I never stopped working for Cadaveria, so I hadn't the time to come back to Dynabite project. And the band is still alive, but we currently don't feel the need to make a new record, maybe in the future.
Are you making any new live performances?
Dynabite is a sleeping project at the moment, and also in the past we made a very few live gigs, I have to say, because we can consider it like a studio project.
Why did you decide to add a new guitarist to Cadaveria lineup in 2009, and how did you get in touch with each other?
Well, as I said, we experienced Dick Loren as a guitarist for the live dates in Europe. And after this experience, we made some rehearsals with two guitars. And of course, we noticed that there was a great improvement in terms of energy and power given to the music. And considering there was a good feeling with him, and he liked the idea to be part of the band, we decided together to welcome Dick Loren as a fixed member of Cadaveria. And I can say he's a riff machine. Every day he creates new stuff, and I like his dark mood. And being a sound engineer is also very useful doing live gigs, you know.
He's working in the studio as well, producing the recording for you.
Yeah. He cared with Silence. He cared about all the recordings, because in Cadaveria band, every member has his own role. And this time, Dick Loren cares about all the recordings and mixing. He mixed the album with me, while Killer Bob, the bass player, made the mastering. And of course, me and Marcelo Santos are always focused on the video and on the band look, how to present ourselves to the public. So we are focused on the visual part of Cadaveria. And of course, I'm used to supervise all the stuff.
The fourth album, titled Horror Metal, released in 2012, saw a switch of Italian record label Baker Steam Record. Your latest album, entitled Horror Metal, describes exactly the kind of music you are doing. Horror Metal is really the most obscure album you have ever composed, according to you. Are you satisfied with how the fans and media accepted this album and how the sales went worldwide?
Yes, absolutely. We are still an underground band, but I can say Horror Metal was a success. We received a very positive feedback from all over the world, and we celebrate this success with a special re-release in 2013, mm-hmm. with the addition to bonus tracks. And this release of Horror Metal was called the Undead Edition. We play live a lot, supporting Horror Metal, and I still enjoy playing live these songs coming from it. And I'm particularly proud of the two music videos we released for the song Flowers in Fire and secondly for the song Death Vision coming from Horror Metal, both coming from Horror Metal.
Cadaveria released their DVD Karma October 22nd on Scarlet Records. Tell us more about this DVD Karma 1, Karma 2.
Along all our career, we have collected a lot of video material concerning not only our live performances, but also the behind the scenes of specific moments. For example, we had a video report of the photo session for In Your Blood and the Horror Metal albums and the Making of Flowers in Fire video and the Dream video. And without considering all the shootings taken in the backstage of our gigs or in the van. And I'm speaking about hours of shooting never edited and dozens of DVDs collected along 12 years. And it happened that in 2013, I felt the need to catalog all these. And while I was editing some backstage material, we signed the deal with Scarlet Records to release this retrospective DVD. This meant that I spent all summer 2013 editing videos and making the artwork, menu, and so on. And the result are more than 2 hours and 40 minutes of images divided in two discs. We are very satisfied because this DVD, this product, shows the real soul of Cadaveria. A band that works at 360 degrees, producing not only music, but all what concerns music. And it shows that we work hard. But there are also some funny moments in this DVD that shows that we enjoy doing this.
After touring a horror metal with gigs and festival for a couple of years, Cadaveria went back into the studio. On the 7th of July 2014, you announced that you have signed a deal with Scarlet Records to produce your fifth full-length album. Horror Metalers Cadaveria will release its new album, Silence, out on November 18 on Scarlet Records. After working with the French record label Season of Mist and the Italian Baker Team Record, why back with Scarlet Records, whom you release your first two albums with? Did you get a better promotion or profit deal?
Okay, well, it's not a matter of profit, because being an underground band, you know, we cannot live just with the music proceeds, and it doesn't make sense to speak about profit, but my band make music moved by passion, and our label leave us free to produce the music we like, and this is the most important thing. It seems we changed so many labels in 13 years, but the truth is that we just changed it once. Was when we went to Season of Mist in 2007. Because as I said, Horror Metal was released by Becker Team, that is a division of Scarlet Records. So basically, we are always dealing with the same people. And we are now working very good with Scarlet Records. And I think it is the proper label to promote silence in the right way. And so we have no reason to change, and we're happy to have come back.
Tell us what to expect of this album, Silence versus Horror Metal.
Well, my expectations are basically already fulfilled, as I put all myself in this record. We did our best, and we are very satisfied of the final result. Of course, we will continue to work hard as we are used to do, to promote it in the way it deserves. And I hope all fans will enjoy listening to these 11 brand new songs. Basically, I expect to confirm the success of Horror Metal, to enlarge Cadaveria fan base, and to play many live gigs.
The first single of the new album, Silence, Carnival of Doom, gives you a little taste of what to expect from this new material. How do you describe Silence in your own words?
Well, surely Carnival of Doom can offer a taste, an example of what you can find in Silence, but I cannot say it is a representative song, because every song in the album has its own identity, and so you have to listen to the full record to perfectly penetrate our music. Surely the atmospheres from Silence are creepy and gloomy and sinister, but there is a lot of ourselves in it. There is a lot of truth. So it is, I can define it as a honest album with a great energy and geniusness at the same time. And lyrics, for example, deal with my personal thoughts about existence, about what happens inside me and around me. And people often ask me, who is Cadaveria? And now I can answer them that they can listen to Silence, read the lyrics, and they will know who I am. And I don't know a better form of art to express myself. And the soul, I don't think we must spend many words to describe music. Silence means also this: keep silence and listen.
Is there any album release party, concert left for 2014, and promotional Silence tour for 2015?
No, we didn't plan any release party, and we will not tour in 2014, because I'm actually concentrated 100% on promoting the album, for example, answering interviews like I'm doing now, and through social network, and then writing the storyboard for the first music video that we will shoot this month. And considering that I care of the band booking by myself and having the day just 24 hours, I cannot be 100% focused on organizing live gigs at the moment. Surely some gigs will come in 2015.
And will you appear on any summer festivals?
Well, for the 2015, we have received many proposals, for example, for a tour in Brazil and South America, and a festival in Russia, actually. But the summer festival chapter is still a mystery for those bands like Cadaveria that don't have a booking agency, you know. A band can send the application, but games are already done by big names. And it's very difficult to find available slots. So let's cross fingers and see what happens. Talk with promoters and tell them to consider a Cadaveria application.
Surely from our part, we're going to promote this band, and I'm sure all of my colleagues from Metal Messiah Radio will do as well.
Thank you so much.
We are almost at the end of our interview, Cadaveria. I would like to ask you,
what do you think of current Italian metal scene?
I think there are many good bands that deserve to be noticed, but it's, however, very hard to gain place in the international music scene nowadays. There are so many bands, and you must be in the right place at the right moment, you know. Personally, I continue on my own path because I believe in what I do, and because music makes me feel good, and also because I can still feel the energy inside me to continue, and also because I can keep energy from fans that are supporting me since 1992.
I'm going to leave you with the mic of Metal Messiah Radio to say whatever you want to say.
First of all, I would like to thank you, DJ Vampire, for this interesting interview and all Metal Messiah Radio. And I hope to come and play in your area as soon as possible. And I invite all the listeners to follow us on cadaveria.com and to catch a copy of Silence out on November 18.
Thank you very much for accepting this interview, and we wish you all the best and hope to see you very soon live in concert.
I have this too. Thanks again. It was a pleasure for me too.